Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I want to talk to Fiona Burns, and I want to talk to Fiona about little Luna. Hi, Fiona.
Hiya, how are you?
Good. How is Luna at the moment?
At the moment, she's doing well. She's stable.
Okay. She has a thing called SCID. What's that?
Yes. So it's a severe combined immunodeficiency. That basically means that when she was born with no immune system, and she can't produce T cells or white blood cells to fight off infection.
She has no immune system. Wow.
None whatsoever.
And how did you discover? She's 4 months old now, Fiona. How did you discover this?
She was always being monitored really closely for her weight, because she had always had a problem with that because she was 7 weeks early. And we just went up to the hospital, and I knew there was something else wrong with her. It started off as a bit of a cold, and I said, this is not a normal cold for a baby. Mm-hmm. There's something else wrong.
Mammy always knows, doesn't she?
Yes, because I kind of demanded, really, that they do more tests up in the hospital.
Yeah, so they found this thing.
Yes.
Okay. What has to happen? Can it be treated, first of all, Fiona?
Yes, so there's a curative treatment, and that is getting a bone marrow transplant. Yes, she's very, very tiny. She's only, 7 pounds, so she's quite small for 4 months old.
She's still only 7 pounds.
Yes, when she was born, she was only, she was 1.26 kgs when she was born, so she was only a bag and a half of sugar when she was born.
Crikey, and now she's less than 4 bags of sugar. She's a poor little thing. I see a picture of her, she's tiny. But she's,
yeah.
So she's got to have a bone marrow.
Yes. So for the bone marrow to work, she'll need to have chemotherapy first to wipe out the few cells that she actually has that are white blood cells. So I know that's going to be difficult for me, kind of seeing her go through that. But we know that once she gets it done and she can get the bone marrow, then that after 6 months to a year, that she should be like any other baby of that age.
Okay. So this is a curable thing if they can get the chemo to work and the bone marrow to work.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So where do you have to go and what do you have to do?
So we're from Cork originally. We were transferred to Crumlin Hospital as soon as they found out that she had SCID. And we were there for 2 weeks, and then we got transferred over to Newcastle in the UK, because it's the Newcastle Hospital and the hospital in London are the only two places in the UK and Ireland that actually do bone marrow transplants for SCID.
I see. And do you know where the bone marrow is likely to come from? Are you guys compatible, her mum and dad compatible?
So I'm not compatible, but her father is a half match, and he actually came over to Newcastle yesterday, and he is going getting tests done to see if he'll be actually viable.
So you're in Newcastle right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what's it like day to day over there? I mean, she like you said, she's stable. Like, you're always fearful when she has this thing that she'll pick up an infection or something, yeah?
Yes, so she's stable, which means that she's very much isolated. She's been isolated since the 9th of July, so she hasn't been outside since then. Because she can pick up anything, and it is very much like very secure isolation over here, especially in Newcastle.
Right.
There's a specific ward just for patients with SCID, and their infection control protocol is absolutely amazing. You need to wear masks, you need to wash your hands 3 times before you even get to her room.
Right. Oh, you can get into her, can you get in and hold her and feed her and stuff?
Yes, so we're allowed to pick her up and to hold her, and they just kind of don't want us to really be giving her like lots of kisses, just in case we have anything that could be passed on to her. But we're allowed to hold her if we're not feeling any way ill. Mm-hmm. Like, we can go in to see her.
Right. Now, it's an expensive time for a family.
Yes.
And is there help? Is there help from the state? No.
Her actual treatment is paid for, but for accommodation for me, I have to book into hotels, because they don't have parent accommodation in the hospital like they would over in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it can be quite difficult, and then sometimes they have kind of little camp beds that you can use in the hospital if you don't really want to leave.
Right. Yeah.
So
you have to be there now for the next 3, maybe 4 months, and you're looking for support for that.
Yeah, well, we were originally told that we were going to be there for 3 months, then we got told it was going to be 6 months, but now it's looking like it might be a bit more. We're not too sure. It all depends on how her transplant goes.
I see. And Dad is over and back, is he?
Yeah, well, this is the first time he's been able to come over now. We've been here for just over a week, so this was the first time he was able to come over, because he has to stay home to be with our other 2 children.
I know.
And to work.
You're staying all the time, are you? You don't want to leave her side.
Yeah. No. it's difficult. Is it
scary
with them being over in Ireland and me being over here? It can be scary. Sometimes it can be very upsetting and scary that she's going through all this at such a young age, and she was so small when she was born, that I feel very protective over her.
And are the doctors confident? I mean, they're always brilliant. Are they confident that they can?
They're very confident that this will be a curative treatment for her. That she should be absolutely fine.
And there's nothing like a Ronald McDonald House like in Newcastle that there'd be, or a Brú Chulainn Bannock like we'd have in. No, nothing.
No, nothing like that over here, unfortunately.
Okay. Because if there was anywhere, the hospital would tell you and they'd help you.
Oh, yeah. I know the hotel that we have been booking into, they do special rates for parents who are staying with kids in the hospital. So they give a percentage off of the rooms when they know.
You're still going to need a lot of help.
Yes.
I know. So you have a GoFundMe set up. Where can we... It's Support Little Luna's SCID Journey. Like you say, SCID. Like you say, her treatment is covered, and that's great, but you need to be there, so you need to be looked after too.
Yes, so her treatment is covered by a very good friend of mine from the Red Cross. Her name is Laura. She's been a great help with everything. So she has set it up, so it's to pay for accommodation, for food, because it's not supplied for me in the hospital. I have to for my own self. And then there's for things that we might need over here, such as nappies, and then if there's anything that's needed for the family at home, because they are, it's just my partner that's working, and then we have the other two children.
Okay.
So it's to help out them as well.
Okay. Well, we'll share that. We'll share the details of that. And keep us posted as to how she's doing. Yeah, are you going in to see her now?
Yes, we're on our way. We're going to be on our way now to see her in a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, here's hoping that it all goes really well. The doctors are confident. And you know what? When doctors are confident, that's the best bit.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay. Listen, look after her. Look after yourselves as well. I know it's hard for you being on your own over there with her, with your partner over this side. If there's anything you need at any stage, Fiona, just give us a bell and we'll see what we can help you with. All right, that's good. That's Fiona Burns. Luna, her treatment, first of all, the doctors are very, very confident that it'll all work, but Mama's going to be there for, could be over 6 months now, and she needs support. Little Luna's Skid Journey, SCID.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.